current state on 90.5 WKAR. There is a new sport catching on the Lansing area. Its appeal lies in its relevance on physical activity that isn't too strenuous. Already popular with retirees in the South, pickleball is moving north with indoor play in colder climes, and current state Scott Pohl is here with more. Hi, Scott.
Mark, had you ever even heard of pickleball before I talked about doing this?
I had played about an hour of pickleball about a year ago. There was some exertion involved.
Yes.
I will tell you that.
That's right. I even actually played a little bit myself last week. I checked it out with a group that meets at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center. First, I'd like you to meet Bernie Peltier of East Lansing. She started playing pickleball with her husband last fall. They've gotten to the point where they practice pickleball in their basement.
It's a lot of fun, and almost anybody can play, even if you've got bad knees like him. It's quick, and it's good exercise, and you meet really nice people, and you exercise for 2 hours, and the 2 hours goes really, really fast, and it's not like work exercise. It's just fun.
Gary Bodine is the volunteer who coordinates the pickleball program at the Hanna Community Center. Each evening starts with a little instruction.
There's a rule that when you touch the net, the ball is dead. So, and we've never played that. We don't have that many occasions where you touch the net, but if you come in here to get a ball, and you get the ball and you touch the net with your hand or your foot, you lose the point.
Even if we fall on it?
If you fall on it especially, you lose
the point. That could happen.
Pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the United States. It's very, very popular in southern climates where retirees spend a lot of time, but it's also growing in cities everywhere. It's basically a combination of tennis and ping pong. Like, it's like you're standing on the ping pong table, but you use a small racket, a little bit bigger than ping pong, but much smaller than a tennis racket. You use a wiffle ball, type of wiffle ball, and the net is just a standard net, a little bit lower than a tennis net. The game is designed so that it's a little less stress on your body. It's a little bit friendlier for adults who are maybe a few years older. People with knee replacements and shoulder replacements play this all the time. You don't have to cover as much territory because the court's a little smaller. You'll see when you watch it that it can get pretty aggressive, but it has components that make it not so aggressive to start. For instance, you have to serve underhand. You can't have an overhand serve. You have to let it bounce twice before you can take it out of the air. And also, there's an area next to the net. It's called the kitchen, and it's also called the no volley zone. And you can't go in there and hit a volley out of the air. It has to bounce in that area, so it keeps people from coming to the net and slamming it. So that's basically, there are a lot of other rules, but that's basically it.
Would you say it's designed for older people?
You know, I don't think it was designed for older people. Somebody in the armed services who was kind of creating a game for his family to play in the backyard. But it's caught on with older people because of its nature. It's easy for you to play without having to cover a lot of court. The shots aren't as stressful on your arm, so that's why it's so popular. If you go down to Florida or Arizona, you'll find hundreds and hundreds of courts and thousands of people playing all day long.
Now, you've raised the issue of its growing popularity in colder climates because you can play it indoors at a place like the Hanna Community Center. I also understand that in the area, in the Lansing area, there are or will be outdoor courts for the summertime that people can use.
Yeah, there are courts in Mason. There are two new courts in Williamston that they just had made. The MAC in East Lansing has courts that are outdoor in the summer and they put a dome over in the winter. There are courts being proposed, and I think they're being built this spring and summer at Delta Township. So there are lots of outdoor courts. In fact, my hope is that East Lansing at some point will be able to do that, come up with some courts. They've been nice enough to buy the nets for us and buy the paddles and the balls and provide us with a space. And it's been very popular. We've had, last Friday night, there were 25 people here. Most mornings on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 9 to 11, there's anywhere from 8 to 15 people here. So it is a popular sport.
If somebody wanted their own gear, can you walk into area sporting goods stores and get the equipment?
That's a great question. Right now, you can't buy. There are different kinds of paddles. There are wooden paddles that are real low end, very inexpensive. You can buy those, I think, at one sports store, and they hardly have any equipment in any sports stores around here. You buy most of this stuff online or from local people that just sell it out of a bag. But you can get them online, anywhere online, lots of places online, within a day or two. If you just Google pickleball, you'll get lots of opportunities to buy equipment. Some of these people have just started that we're watching here, and they're using the wooden paddles. But as soon as they play more than a couple times, they'll order. Some of these people have already ordered paddles because there's such a huge difference between a graphite or a composite paddle compared to a wooden paddle. The graphite is kind of the high end, and it's very light, and it's just a much better paddle than the wooden ones.
Here's a question that has to be asked. Where did the name pickleball come from? Why is it called pickleball?
Okay, well, when they were first designing the game, the people that designed it, I think somewhere in California, they had a dog named Pickles, and the dog would run off with the ball all the time, so they called it pickleball. It has nothing to do with eating pickles. It has to do with the name of the dog that caused them problems when they were designing the game.
Now, getting back to the rules just a little bit, when a game is underway, is it played singles? Is it played doubles? How does that play?
Usually it's doubles, but you can play singles. They have tournaments that have doubles, singles, mixed doubles. They do it by, they have tournaments that are by ability levels and age levels. There's all kinds of tournaments that are out there. But it's mostly doubles because doubles, I mean, if you're going to play singles, you got to cover a lot of court. If you're going to play doubles, you don't have to cover as much court. So the older people play doubles.
Now, here in this gym in the Hanna Center, there are some lines on the court. It's a basketball court, but there are lines painted for other sports, too. Are there inbounds lines, so to speak, for pickleball on this court?
Yes. They're temporary right now. It's just painter's tape that we put down, but it's lasted pretty well. They've been nice enough to let us put the painter's tape down temporarily. So you can see there's a blue painter's tape court right there and a blue one over there. And they've lasted, like I said, pretty well, and they work fine. It'd be nice at some point to have painted lines, but as long as we can keep these on the floor and not have to replace them every week, we're happy.
Have you ever seen anyone get injured?
You know, it's really hard to get injured playing pickleball, but yeah, people do get injured. Anytime you're playing a sport where you're running around and back and forth, you're going to have people that, twist a knee or, we've had a couple injuries. We had a lady who was here last week and she tore her ACL. But I mean, if you're going to play this kind of thing, this is pretty low impact, and it's pretty, you can't get hurt by the ball. I mean, you could hit yourself. You're more likely to hit yourself with a racket than anything.
Or get hit by your partner's racket.
Or get hit by your partner. But I've never been hit by my partner, but I have hit myself with my racket. But there aren't too many injuries. You're not covering as much territory, but you can fall, and just like any sport. But you can do that walking down the street, right?
Sure. Now, there are organized pickleball activities three times a week, right?
Yes. Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 11. And Friday night, like this evening, from 6:30 to 8:30.
Is the plan to keep that going through the spring, summer?
Well,
is that known yet?
Yeah, I'm not sure how far into the summer we can go because the Hanna Center has lots of kids' camps that are in here throughout the summer. So this is pretty well taken in the summer. But my hope is that by summertime, I can find a spot to go outside and do it. And these people are hoping the same thing. They all want to play. And I'm not sure exactly how we do that. There are 21 tennis courts in East Lansing, and right now there are only about six of them that are in really good shape, and the rest of them are in really tough shape, and the city is working on a plan to improve those. Some of them have to be eliminated because they just aren't being used and they're in too bad a shape, but some of them are going to be renovated, and my hope is that at some point those that are renovated will be turned into pickleball courts. And And in the meantime, there are some of the courts that are in tough shape for tennis, but I think I could find a spot where the pickleball court might fit in the summer. We'll see. I don't know. I haven't really thought that far ahead yet. I didn't know how many people were going to show up. I didn't know we'd have as many people coming as we do.
That's a good problem to have.
It is good. It's great. It's what we hope for.
Gary Bodine is the volunteer who's coordinating the pickleball program here at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.